During the height of the Garden Park Apartments debate, people on all sides were talking about various city documents, including the general plan, the downtown specific plan, and the future land use plan. Residents living in downtown, including Susan Bird, opposed the apartment complex, saying it conflicted with what the general plan outlines as priorities.
They say here, you know, preserve the historic character and qualities of downtown Logan. This is the Logan book.
Although the controversy surrounding the now-canceled apartments has ended, the questions it raised remain. What exactly is in the plans for downtown Logan, and how will it be interpreted in the future? How will preservation and growth be balanced? In the Logan General Plan, nearly all of the area that falls under the Downtown Specific Plan is also designated as Town Center. The reasons for the designation contain the heart of the issue, which is balancing the area's history and culture with the inevitable growth that comes with being an economic hub of the valley. On August 8th, the city is holding a Town Center Zone public meeting to clarify the plans for downtown Logan. Mike DeSimone, Director of Community Development, says this meeting is a way of getting community input on how Logan's growing population will be accommodated in the downtown area.
It's only going to get worse. I mean, that's the challenge, is trying to make them understand, look, we also have to accommodate the growth everywhere else because they're coming into Logan.
According to DeSimone, Logan is already the working and commercial hub of Cache Valley. The city's population is expected to double by 2050. Finding a way to balance that growth with Logan's character is a question the city is still trying to answer.
I mean, how do you do that without destroying some neighborhoods? And we wrestle with that every day. So that's kind of the bigger part of the story, is trying to accommodate growth but not destroy the character that everybody loves and enjoys here. You know, it's a sleepy little area. It's beautiful. It's green. It's wide open. But you put another 100 or 200,000 people in it, what's going to happen then? Does it become West Valley, or does it become one of the suburbs of Salt Lake City? Yeah, if we're not careful, it will be.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.